This is Robert Merlanchi of the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Beth Martin, the head of Texter Education here at the Frankfurt Book Fair, and they just held their press conference announcing some exciting initiatives. And thank you for joining me this afternoon, Beth.
Thank you for having me.
The scale of this conference is enormous, and I've been to FETC, BET, ISTE, and this takes things to a whole new level, and congratulations on your announcement this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
So perhaps we can touch on the initial presentation that was given on the Texter Beagle and what inspired that, then flow into the learning platform from there. And I've got the device, and I'm going to test drive it with my daughter, and it's really innovative, and it fills a real serious void in the market.
So the Texter company in itself actually started out as an e-reading device-making company that ended up going through a couple of iterations of its own and becoming sort of more of an e-reading platforms company. But the Texter Beagle is a brand new e-reading device. It's the world's smallest and thinnest device at this stage, as well as the lightest. It is meant to be only used for reading, so it is going under the title of the Read Only. It can hold up to about four or five different books at one time and pairs directly with your smartphone. So it's the first and only device that actually pairs together with smartphone technology as well. It's an e-ink screen, which means that the battery life is phenomenal. So with two AAA batteries, it can last for up to a year, probably longer. And that is a pretty normal consumption rate, so reading 15, 20 books. I see this can be a really exciting tool as well for schools, purely because of the fact that it is a really robust tool. The cost point is extremely low. Currently, as a registered sales price, we're talking about $60. However, I'm sure that will go down with time. From a retail point of view, however, we're looking at really strong mobile operator partnerships. And from these, the price point is going to be anywhere between about $4.99 per device up to $9.99 to $19.99. And this will depend what they offer with that, so whether there's books already installed or anything like that. But basically, it's a seamless purchasing model as well, where you can find the books online and basically send it directly to the device and start reading before it's even finished downloading.
What was clearly evident to me is that you've done your homework in the description of the product and the size and portability of it. It's about listening to the customer, isn't it?
Right. So I think one of the main things that we focused on was really what does someone want to do when they're reading. And I think a lot of the devices that we have right now are giving us so many different options and features and moving so far away from what actually is the core of the product, which is reading. And the main thing that you want to do with reading is simply read and maybe go forwards with the pages and backwards with the pages. But aside from that, there's really no feature that is essential to the reading. And I think as well, a lot of things, especially for us within the education environment as well, a lot of extra features take away from the reading, so they really distract. And what we've done here is we've created something after listening to a lot of different customer feedback as well as potential operating partnership feedback as well, is the fact that they wanted something that could simply read, which is what we've created.
Well, we look forward to perhaps introducing it to Canada in the not-too-distant future. Perhaps we can segue into the Texter Learning Platform. You came on board in the past year or so and were given a blank slate and a tremendous opportunity. And they obviously saw your skill set and knowledge and expertise in the education market that could create something really unique and special in filling another void for the education market in Canada and around the world, for that matter.
So I think I was in a unique position coming into this company as well, having been a high school teacher in the past, having studied education, but then also afterwards having worked with software providers for schools like Follett, as well as with publishing, being the European manager for Hotmail from Harcourt. I think that really gave me a great insight, having worked with thousands of schools, especially within Europe, but also worldwide, to know exactly what was missing. And I think there's been such definite need in shown from all of the visits that I've had with schools for something which just wasn't there yet. So to date, we've seen a lot of, I guess, almost fear around the development of the digital aspect of reading within schools. And the fears come from the publishers, with them not wanting to lose income and not wanting to lose customer bases, and it's come from the device makers because they're not quite sure who's going to be working with whom. It's come from the schools because no one's really giving them a solid answer or a solid solution about what's going to happen in the future. And so everyone's been kind of waiting, and no one's been, I think, acting holistically in the school's best interest, which is where I came in. And it was a really great solution that Texter gave me as well, to be able to create something entirely new and based on what are the needs of the schools as I'd experienced them in all of my visits with schools over the past years. And so the general leading ideas, after a lot of market research that I did as well specifically for Texter.
So you listen to the customer.
Absolutely. I spent about 2 months on the road prior to the development of the initial specification for this product. I generally had an idea about where I was going with this, but I also wanted to confirm that where I was going was the right direction. So I definitely did. I spent a lot of time talking with hundreds of schools, and I also sent out a series of questionnaires to schools globally as well. So the feedback from that I collated, and what was abundantly clear to me was that schools wanted something that was individualizable, flexible, customizable, something where they had ownership of the materials, something where they could create materials as well, where they wanted ease of access, where they didn't have to log in and log out of multiple platforms, something that simply worked, and something that had an international focus as well, because with globalization, we have so many kids in all of our schools who come from migrant backgrounds or who are just with us for a brief time period as well, and for the most part, we're doing all we can to help them with their language and support in that way as well. So there was that.
You spent some time in the U.S. as well. Did you find similar challenges in a very fragmented market?
So I think the states have a variety of different problems. I mean, they're exactly the same problems, basically, in all of the
schools. They have a lot of issues.
That's what you said. So definitely I'm seeing the same basic problems. The states have, there's additional problems in the states regarding, I guess, adoption periods with textbooks, as well as statewide adoptions or district-wide adoptions, which really limit the choices that teachers are able to make as well. But I think the main premise that I was working with was the fact that until now, teachers have taken the best resources they can possibly find, and they don't have an allegiance necessarily to a publisher. Yes, we do have preferences, because some publishers really just hit the nail on the head, and we know them and we work with them, we like their materials. But if we find something that suits that exact lesson or that exact student and it's from someone else, we have no qualms in going with that other publisher or with that other provider. And I think the main thing to date has been we've been able to do that. We've been able to photocopy something, or we've been able to create something ourselves and compile it. And right now we have so much amazing material out there, and the publishers are getting really innovative in what they're doing and in the ways they want to support ICT in the curriculum. But what we're not seeing is a way that teachers can really interact with those materials in the same way they were used to. And so for me, this was a leading point in when I was developing this, so that I could provide something back to education that really let them choose the best materials, no matter where it was coming from, even if it was self-created or if they'd shared it with someone else. The ability to really communicate with those materials to the students, be that individually or as a group. We're seeing so many really unique models of schooling being implemented, I think, worldwide now. We've got flipped classrooms. We're seeing a lot of differentiation. We're seeing a lot of really interesting school models as well coming out of certain parts of the world that are grouping children together according to ability as opposed to according to grade level or especially according to birth date, which is a rather industrial way of looking at the school system in general. And so I think the guiding principle really was giving back education the ability to find the best materials, collate the best materials, and really be able to use them without the cumbersome processes of having to log in, log out, find a platform that works, find materials that aren't talking to each other, and things like that. So that was my leading principle.
Fantastic. Now, the whole notion of openness is very much at the forefront, and you know, we truly are in a digital revolution, so the opportunities for a company like Dexter to come in and solve a lot of those challenges is significant, because it's really at the beginning of a huge growth curve.
Well, I think as well, Dexter has a really unique position, which is why I found this opportunity so exciting as well. Dexter in itself has very strong relationships with so many device makers, which can only mean good things for the education side, because we are able then to package things. We're able to offer the best possible solutions to schools. Dexter also has amazing relationships already with so many different publishers. We're working with and representing over 3,000 publishers already within the trade bookstore side of things. So it was a really unique position to have as an aggregator, for want of a better word, to be able to combine so many different components, which is so important as well, and be able to offer them into the education environment.
So you're leveraging existing expertise and building on off that platform.
Exactly, yeah.
So you have a launch coming up. We're going to be partnering in Canada. We're so excited and appreciate the opportunity. I was speaking with the school vice principal just last week, describing the Dexter platform, and his comment was, that's exactly what we need and have been looking for. No pressure.
We're right, which is good to hear. But I think some of the most exciting things about what we're offering as well is that we're taking, again, the premise that no two schools are alike. So I think one of the hardest things, especially having already been involved in purchasing processes for schools and things like that, is that you're sitting there and you're trying to work with models that just do not suit what you need to get done. And we have tried really hard to accommodate every single aspect, from the discoverability or finding the materials to the purchasing of the materials through to their use and their sharing within the classroom. So we have really unique purchasing models, which means that schools can purchase for individual students, teachers can purchase for students, teachers can purchase for whole classes. Basically, any purchasing scenario is taken care of. It's a really great opportunity for the publishers as well. There's some really great possibilities to promote their materials directly within the store. We have great education features that are also available within the store. And our Reading Management Center just brings everything together, which then enables the teacher or the educator to really use the best materials they have available to them within the school, any supplemental materials they can find elsewhere, and anything they've created themselves, in addition to multimedia content and quizzes and things.
On any device?
Currently, yes. So it's definitely multi-platform, and we are device agnostic. However, currently we're...
That's a key component.
Right.
Right? You don't want to get locked in.
No,
like
exactly. Like some device manufacturers, exactly. So, no, we definitely want to keep this wide open. And whilst we are saying it's device agnostic, which it is, we're talking about currently any Android, iOS, Mac, PC, or Win 8 device. So it is fairly broad. There's
right.
So we are working definitely with some device makers which like locking things down. But yeah, our main goal is to open it back up. So it is device agnostic. It's also platform agnostic. And the fact that it's cloud-based means that you have anytime, anywhere access. So as a student, you can use any kind of device that is in school that's been provided to you there, or you can go home and then pick it up with whatever you have at home. So there's a seamless interaction then, so long as you're logged in. Yep.
Well, that's so exciting. And you want to give a projected launch date, pilot date?
So the pilot date we're looking to have by the end of this year, beginning of next year, and our launch is hopefully for the end of spring 2013.
Fantastic. And we'll keep you to that.
Yeah, I know.
No pressure. I'll play this again for you in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
That was Beth Martin, head of Texture Education here at the Frankfurt Book Fair in Frankfurt, Germany. My name is Robert Merlanchi, the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.